We're here at the 85th National FFA Convention with our star farmer finalist, Andrew Kenneth Edson from the National Plainfield FFA Association in Iowa. Andrew, would you mind introducing yourself for us?
Hello, everyone. My name's Andrew. I'm from Nashua, Iowa, which is rural northeast Iowa. I'm currently a senior at Iowa State University majoring in agricultural business with a minor in agronomy. My SAE consists of about 700 acres of corn and soybeans and a small cow-calf herd.
So how did you get involved in this SAE project and in the FFA?
I grew up on a farm, so I've always had the dream, just following my dad around, I've always had the dream that to one day have my own diversified crop and livestock operation. So I kind of started with cattle because it was the most feasible operation to get into, and I actually started that before I got into high school. And then as FFA came along and I began my SAE, I began to set more goals and began my growth pattern to get where I am today.
So you mentioned growth, and the theme of this year's National FFA Convention is GROW, about growing yourself as a person, growing your personal leadership and your potential to become a professional in your field. How has your SAE project grown from its beginning stages to becoming a star finalist on the national level?
Well, when I started my SAE project, I started with 2 market steers and 3 heifers for my cow-calf herd. And that cow-calf herd has grown into now 18 cows and some heifers as well. And then along the way, I added in a diversified crops aspect. So I started renting a 15-acre field for 2 years from my dad. And then an opportunity came to me. And through the skills that I'd learned so far in my SAE with record bookkeeping and setting goals, I was able to seize that opportunity and grow exponentially and get to the size in my crops operation that I am today.
So some of our listeners may be Green Hand FFA members or students who haven't joined FFA and are on the fence about whether to get involved in this organization. What advice would you give to those students?
I would really say that just to push yourself and don't cut yourself short. I'm here because I love what I do and I do what I love. And so if that's your passion, if agriculture is your passion, just go after it and don't hold yourself back. The theme of this convention is growth, and the beauty of it is that the growth doesn't stop after the first year of agriculture, or even I'm on my last year for FFA, and it doesn't stop here either. It just keeps going into the future, and so it's an exciting time.
So you talked about the future and the potential that you have to become invested in your own future. What are some of your future plans?
My future plans after graduating from college this May are to return home to the farm and continue my operation, continue to grow, especially within my crop side. And then I'll also be helping my parents with their operation. I have a home farm placement in my SAE, so I'll continue to help them with that and hopefully get involved with my community. I'm hoping to, we don't currently have an FFA alumni chapter in our town, and so I'm hoping to get that started and hope to give back to the community that's given so much to me.
And is there any final message you'd like to leave with listeners?
One quote that I really like is, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. And I think that's just a great quote. If you don't have the resources, really find that desire deep within and go after them.
That was Andrew Kenneth Edson from the Nashua Plainfield FFA chapter in Iowa, your star farmer finalist at the 85th National FFA Convention.